Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at New York closure of a health co-op, and finally a story from the ACA president providing an update on the National Medicare campaign. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 533, recorded December 11th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The sudden collapse of the largest nonprofit insurance cooperative created by President Barack Obama's health care law is causing headaches in the state of New York, especially for medical providers owed millions of dollars for treating the failed plan's patients. More than 200,000 people insured through Health Republic Insurance of New York had until late November to sign up with another company if they wanted to maintain coverage in December. State regulators ordered the insurer to shut down at the end of the November month because of severe financial problems. They were also investigating what they say were inaccurate financial filings by the company. The closure, part of a wave of failures of the new co-ops nationwide, has been a big hassle for the Health Republic policyholders who have had to shop around quickly for alternative coverage. The situation may be worse, though, for doctors, hospitals, and other clinicians. They are legally obligated to continue treating Health Republic patients through the end of November, but have been given no assurances that they will ever be paid for that care. MagnaCare, the company that had provided Health Republic with its large network of medical providers, tried to stem losses by ending its agreement with the insurer on October 19th of this year, but the state intervened November 5th and ordered the network to keep seeing patients through the end of the month, saying a shutdown would be too disruptive. Officials in New York's Department of Financial Services and the state's health plan marketplace have said for now that they are focusing their energy on making sure Health Republic's policyholders switch to another plan without a disruption in their care. Surf to our show notes for the full article. Recently, the president of the American Chiropractic Association, the ACA president, Dr. Anthony Hamm, sent out the following letter to update the profession on the ACA's National Medicare campaign. Following is a partial recap of this letter. Quote, last month, ACA officials officially launched a national grassroots campaign designed to achieve full physician status for doctors of chiropractic in Medicare, an effort that seeks to correct the longstanding arbitrary and discriminatory limitation on the profession's ability to be reimbursed for all necessary services that fall within individual state scopes of practice. The launch of this campaign, known as the National Medicare Equality Petition, comes after many years of intensive behind-the-scenes efforts that sought to convince the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, to issue regulatory changes that would address many of the profession's concerns and those of Medicare beneficiaries. After many years of work by both staff and volunteers, significant resources allocated to this effort, and detailed supportive information repeatedly presented to the CMS, the non-responsiveness of this agency clearly reflects an unreasonable bias against the chiropractic profession. While we will continue to dialogue with CMS and press our concerns regarding a number of issues of vital importance to the profession, we are now prepared to take our concerns directly to Congress. We are determined to do so in an ongoing and highly robust fashion that will ultimately replace an archaic law. The success of our campaign will depend upon your participation and your ability to reach out to your patients, supporters, and colleagues to marshal the widespread support needed to sustain the intense grassroots lobbying that will pressure Congress into taking action. You will receive more information about this phase of the campaign in future ACA communications, end quote. Surf to our show notes for the full letter. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. If you do not value your time, neither will others. Stop giving away your time and talents. Value what you know and start charging for it. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.